Okay, guys, high school can be rough, but we have the choice in how we choose to face it. So if you're new here, hey guys, my name is Ellie, and my goal with this podcast is really to be encouraging other teen girls, other teenage Christian girls who are really just looking to follow after God while being students, while doing all these things that being a teen is comprised of. So let's get into the tips that we have for today, the processes, the systems, the goals that we're going to set for ourselves, the ways that we are going to approach these pressures in high school. Number one, my top tip in so many episodes that I have been putting out has been to have a quiet time. And the importance of this, it might sound redundant after I've repeated it so many times, but the importance of a quiet time is to give yourself a chance to reframe, reset, to reflect, to be able to sit there with God, to pray with God, to say, hey, Lord, how do you want me to be situating my life? How can I get more of your word into myself so that I can be looking out on my day with your perspective? How can I be doing this so that I can lay all my burdens on you, cast all my burdens on you, all my fears, all my worries? It can look like opening your Bible and reading through a plan. Maybe it's a chapter a day. Maybe it's just a smaller passage a day. Maybe you are just meditating on 1 to 2 verses a day, but get in the Word. Maybe it looks like sitting on your bed at night and just pouring out everything about the day to God. I did that the other day, and at first I thought it'd be hard to be patient and say all those things, but I really needed to say them. For me, I like to pray out verbally the way that I'm talking to you right now. I talk to God and I say, hey, I'm struggling with this and that, and God, you know how many things there are, and I just don't know what to do, and I don't understand. How am I supposed to do this? And the Bible says that, like, a peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds. And that is really what I felt. I just felt so much more peaceful, so much more relieved. And I was like, Lord, you're gonna handle it. We're gonna get through this together. So yeah, have a quiet time, a morning quiet time, an evening quiet time, something like that where you have the chance. I recommend a morning quiet time, really, to be able to set your mindset for the day, set your perspective, get God's word in your head first before you go out into the world. Now, the second thing is to recognize and to choose grace. So this is something that my mom taught me over these past couple of years when things aren't going my way, when I set a routine and then I find myself procrastinating, when I forget to study for something or a grade didn't go the way I wanted it to. It's a reminder to just give yourself grace. Like the Lord gave you grace, you may not deserve it, but give yourself grace, because that's how you're going to be moved forward. And if you don't give yourself grace, you're just going to sit there judging yourself, and you're going to just be endlessly berating yourself and saying, oh my gosh, like, why are you such trash? Why are you just doing this and that and the other? And why aren't you doing this or that? And then you just start reflecting on the past, and then it becomes this negative cycle because you're reflecting negatively and you're going, oh, why didn't you do that? You should do that. And it doesn't lead anywhere good. So give yourself grace and say, hey, I can reset. What I found interesting is a couple of days ago in the Bible, I've been reading through 1 Corinthians, and in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 3, Paul says, in fact, I do not even judge myself. And I believe in this passage, he's talking about, you know, the sovereignty of God and how God is the only judge. And it applies to us. Yes, we don't have the right to judge other people, but we also don't seem to have the right to judge ourselves. You don't get to say, hey, you are this, you are that. No, God determines who you are. God is your creator. God is your savior. He is the one who gets to say who you are. He is the one who we put our confidence in. So don't worry about judging yourself. Don't worry about, just don't worry. Don't worry about yourself. Don't berate yourself and say all these negative things to yourself, because is that how God wants you to live? Is that why he died for you? No. And just remember, every day is a new day. Any moment of the day, any second of the day, you can make the choice and say, hey, today is going to be different. I'm going to change. I'm going to make this decision. And sometimes it can feel like that cycle repeats itself over and over again, but it's true that right now I can choose to be different. And it may not be perfect. It's not going to be perfect. A lot of the times I'll say this to myself and then I don't perfectly stop procrastinating. But you get that chance to reframe, to make a decision and stop wallowing in your self-pity and feeling sorry for yourself. You get to keep moving forward to look for the solution rather than dwelling on the problem. So take that chance to reframe, to say, this is how I'm going to approach it now. This is what I'm going to do now. And I'm going to do this with God. I'm not going to do it alone. Because when you get a grade that doesn't go your way, when your schedule didn't go your way, what happened in the past, that's out of your control. All you get to control is the decision that you're going to make next, what you're going to do next. There's this quote where it says something like, have faith like it depends on God, or pray like it depends on God, something like that. And the truth is, it does depend on God. But work like it depends on you. And so you put in the work. You put in the work to get this done. And God is the one who takes that and he multiplies it. You sow in tears and he reaps and brings an abundance. There's a verse that we just went over in church the other day. And it really hit me because I realized that I really needed that this week. Today it's a Monday. And I didn't feel super motivated in school, but it says in Psalms 126, 4 through 6, those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. And so we're not always going to feel like it. It's going to be rough. You know, Jesus had to give up his life. He had to go through torture. This life was never promised to be easy, but it is a joyful one. It is one where we will reap in abundance because that's what God gives to us. That's what he has for his people, for his sheep, the sheep of his pasture. So those who sow in tears, as we're in these times that are hard, as we're going through rough things, we continue to sow, we continue to plant these seeds. We'll reap with shouts of joy. That is what God gives us. And as we go out weeping, as we go out of our comfort zone into the unknown, into the questions, and we choose that faith in God to continue walking with him, even when it gets hard, even when we're in tears, as we bear the seed to continue to sow these seeds, to continue to plant them and allow God to just water them and grow them, we're going to come home with shouts of joy, come home. And really, you can even think of home as heaven. Home, that's our true home. That's where God wants us to be. We're just passerby on this earth. We're just traveling through, bringing his sheaves with him, these sheaves, this abundance that God gives us. And so I hope that this episode has been an encouragement to you. If you'd like me to elaborate on anything, please, please, please leave me a comment, or you can contact me on Instagram at Diaries of His Daughter. I put out content out there to just continue to encourage you in your walk with God. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I will chat with y'all next week. Have an absolutely blessed week.